What you're trying to do in high P request is typically like you would ask the child to do three things that they're very likely to do. Okay, take out your piece of paper. Great job. Go ahead and write your name in the upper corner. Nice work. I see you got that done. Go ahead and mark an X on the first box. And then you deliver a request that they're less likely to do. And basically the goal is if I'm building momentum, I ask, they respond, I ask, they respond, I ask, they respond. Now I'm going to ask you something you're less likely to do. You're more likely to do it. And I remember the first time I ever tried this when I was a middle school teacher, I had this child who was extremely difficult and he was just very noncompliant because he had such splinter skills. He missed a tremendous amount of school. So he didn't want to start any activity because he assumed that every activity was going to be difficult for him. So this one day I'm like, can you come on up here? And he said yes, and he came forward, so that's one. Then I said, would you mind passing these out to everybody? And he passed out the papers to everybody. I'm like, thanks so much for you doing that. And then I said, do you mind putting these extra copies on my desk? And he complied. And then I said, okay, go ahead and start the first three problems. And he sat down and started right away. Normally, he would have engaged me in an argument about having to start, but he right away went and started the first three problems, and then he looked up at me. He knew. He said, you tricked me into doing this. I'm like, you're capable of doing it. It's fine. The upside of doing something like high P or differential reinforcement, you're not delivering any aversives. It's a positive experience. So it's a way of getting the kids to comply and demonstrate behaviors that you want in a very respectful way.